If you've ever watched a spaghetti western, you might be forgiven for thinking that America's Wild West was all white. I'm Safraz Manzor, and today on the BBC World Service, we find that this was far from the case in The Forgotten Black Cowboys. It's a cold spring morning in Texas, and I'm in the back of an old western-styled wagon with the Northeastern Trail Riders. There's more than 200 of them, men and women, some on horseback, and others, like me, in the back of the dozen mule-driven wagons that accompany the horses, many of which proudly fly the fluttering state flag of Texas. The riders are all African-American, and the 107-mile trek retraces the original trail rides that former slaves made in the time of the Old West.
This gives you an idea how the pioneers used to go cross-country.
So where are we heading?
We're headed for Crosby, Texas area, about 17, 18 miles from here.
How many people do you think ahead?
Normally, this trail ride is, there's 240, 12 wagons, 240 riders.
There are trail rides almost every weekend in the southern states, where black cowboys get together to ride and reflect on the role their ancestors played in the Old West. It's about more than dressing up. The trail riders are trying to reclaim the history of black cowboys in the making of the American West, and to show that the real West was as much Django Unchained as it was John Wayne.